not despite the challenge, but because of the challenge. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, giving each day meaning. Once again today, I'm still going to continue on with the pause. We were doing the morning gratitude blessings and learning the lessons from them, but I wanted to just do one more thing before we continue that series. I'm recording this on a Tuesday afternoon. Tonight, in the Jewish calendar, is the 15th of Av, the 15th of the month of Av, which, interestingly, the Talmud describes as a great festival. It was also known in Talmudic times or Mishnai times as a day that the girls would go out to the vineyards and dance, and the boys would come, and there was matchmaking happening and all kinds of things. But it's considered a joyous day. In fact, the Talmud says that the two greatest days of the Jewish calendar is 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. Now, Yom Kippur, we understand, Yom Kippur is a day of atonement. It's a day where God blesses us with a great year. He gives us a clean slate. But why Tu B'Av? And the Talmud gives a number of reasons that were some good things that happened on the 15th of Av. But today I wanted to share with you the mystical reason, mystical idea, with an important lesson, something we can really think about. In the Jewish calendar, which is the lunar system, the 15th of the month always brings a full moon. The Jewish people, we are taught, the Zohar tells us, are compared to a moon because we sometimes strong and sometimes weak. We wax and wane. And therefore, the full moon on the 15th of the month represents a fullness, a strength that we experience. Which obviously begs the question, why the 15th of Av? There's a 15th of every month, which symbolizes the same thing. And here is the crux of the answer. The 15th of Av is a special full moon because it comes after a very big low, meaning we just a few days ago commemorated or marked Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, where we mourn the destruction of both temples and other Jewish tragedies that happened throughout the ages, which all happened on the 9th of Av. It's the saddest day in the Jewish calendar. We sat on the floor, we read sad passages, and it was a time of mourning. It was a climax of 3 weeks of mourning, culminating in Tisha B'Av, where we commemorate that destruction and that tragedy. We have a principle in Judaism, Yerida Tzorech Aliyah. When you go down, it's always for the purpose of coming up. Meaning that when you suffer a low or you go through a challenge, the idea is not just resilience. Resilience means bouncing back to where you were before. Yerida Tzorech Aliyah means you come back stronger than before. And you come back stronger than before, not only because you're a strong person, but because you use the challenge as a catalyst for growth. Now, let's make it clear. In our prayers, we pray to God not to challenge us, not to test us, not to bring pain and tragedy. And we hope He listens, and we try to live a life free of all those things. But sometimes God tests us. He gives us challenges, small challenges, like missing an appointment, bigger ones but still small, like maybe not getting the job you interviewed for, or perhaps losing a job, a breakup of a relationship, and sometimes more tragic challenges, like really real tragedies, like someone dying or someone being very sick and so on. And while they are painful, and we should never deny the pain and never ignore the pain and spend time processing the pain, but the Jewish view on challenge is not just resilience. The Jewish view on challenge is any challenge, small or big, is how can I give that challenge meaning, or how can I grow from that challenge? What can I learn from it? What can I do to help other people who are going through that challenge? Perspective can I develop having gone through that? How's my life view perspective changing? In other words, there are two ways to look at a challenge. One is to become a victim of that challenge and just carry the pain for a long time or forever, and just always feel down because we're victims to the challenges that we have. Or I feel the pain, and the pain doesn't necessarily go away, but how, with time, how can I become stronger from that challenge? The 15th of Av is a full moon. It's a strength, but it's a strength The greater the challenge, the greater the strength. And because Tisha B'Av, a few days ago, is the lowest point of Jewish history, it's the lowest point in the Jewish calendar, it represents tragic circumstances and tragic experiences. It represents falling to the lowest of the low. That's why the ascent, the going upwards afterwards, the strength that is represented by the full moon of the 15th of month is the greatest strength. That's why the 15th of Av is considered a festival. It's the festival of celebrating the ability to bounce back, not just to bounce back, but to grow and become stronger from things that are challenging, not necessarily as challenging as Tisha B'Av, but challenging on any level. So what I want you to do is to close your eyes and to try and visualize today or yesterday or the day before, last week, a challenge. Now, it could be a small challenge. It could be something that really annoyed you, something that just messed your day around or messed up your week or whatever it was. Just think of a challenge. Maybe that challenge is painful. Maybe someone hurt you. Just for a moment, let's pause and just breathe calmly and just try to think of something. I'm hoping you have one in your mind. Now think, are you obsessing with that challenge all day? Are you still upset? Or do you think it's time to let go, depending on the size of the challenge, and ask yourself the question, what can I learn from that challenge? How can I give that challenge meaning? How can I discover inner strength and greater strength because of the challenge? Can I turn something painful into a teacher? Can I turn the challenge into an opportunity? Can I deepen and become more mature in the way I look at things and look at people? Can I make a list of things that I've learned to do things differently in the future to avoid the challenge? Has that challenge weakened my faith, or perhaps am I finding a way for the challenge to strengthen my faith, to become closer to God, to realize that He's with me in my challenge, although He might be the one that gave, He is the one that gave it to me. And yet, I can talk to Him, I can pray to Him, I can ask Him for strength, I can become closer to Him than before. Has the challenge weakened my relationships? Maybe strengthened them? Made me a better person? We all have challenges, maybe smaller, maybe bigger. Let's try and gain strength and meaning from challenges. Not despite the challenge, but because of the challenge. And maybe we pray for an existence where we're not challenged so much, but if we are, to use it correctly. I think that's something we can think about every time, even something small that makes us angry or a nuisance, just we stop, pause, close our eyes maybe and say, okay, how can I use this? I wish everyone a wonderful week. See you next week.